Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us in many hadith regarding the ill effects and the harms of the envious eye. The envious eye, or the eye, the gaze that is filled with admiration. Sometimes perhaps also that gaze, there's no evil intent behind it, but that gaze of admiration, that gaze that renders one surprised and astonished because of the beauty of something or because of the magnificence of something. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that gaze, that envious gaze, has an impact on a person. Even an adult, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself suffered from the envious eye, the eye of admiration. Allah speaks of it in the Quran, and Jibreel alayhi salam, he would come down and he would recite certain phrases for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and blow on the Nabi of Allah, like we say today, you make dhamm for a person, you recite certain ayah from the Quran and certain du'as from the hadith, and you blow on that person to remove that evil effect of that gaze. Jibreel alayhi salam would do that for the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu, an incident of Sahal bin Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a sahabi of astounding beauty, very fair in complexion, and mashallah, he was a really handsome sahabi. So once Amir bin Rabi'ah was also a great sahabi. He was walking past Suhail, Sahal bin Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala, when he commented on his beauty and he says, wallahi, this man has lit up my day. I've just seen him and amazing the beauty that Allah has blessed him with. There and then, according to one narration, Sahal bin Hunayf fell down unconscious. According to another narration, he was affected by a very acute type of fever. So they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Rasulullah, this is what happened to Sahal bin Hunayf, and he cannot gain his consciousness. What should we do? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, take me to him. What has happened? Has anyone had, did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then ask? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, he perceived the situation. Did anyone glance at him with an eye of admiration, an eye of envy? Yes, Amir bin Rabi'ah made this comment about him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, alama yaqtulu ahadukum akha. Why does one of you want to kill his Muslim brother? Don't do that. But sometimes it's natural. You have no control over it. Sometimes you see your own child or something that belongs to you. Sometimes, hopefully all the time, your wife, and you're so astounded by her beauty that Allah has blessed her with. So it has an effect. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you see this happening, when it does happen, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ala barakta, make a dua. Rather make a dua. May Allah give you barakah and blessings in this beauty that Allah has blessed you with. One is, that is what you need to do when you witness beauty upon a person. Why? Because your gaze could harm that person. Secondly, you as an individual, to protect yourself. The Bishop has taught us many du'as in the morning, to recite these du'as, to protect yourself against that envious eye, that gaze of admiration, because it could have a serious effect on your health and effect on your mental capacity and ability, your whole life. It could seriously affect it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us some of Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un, a'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati min sharri ma. All these du'as, recite them. It's a must for a mu'min, for a believer, to recite these du'as in the morning before proceeding, leaving your home. And of course, the two mu'awwadhatayn, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bin nas, and in addition to that, ayatul kursi as well. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.